Thank you so much for keeping it locked onto Rise FM Mid Mornings. If you're streaming us, continue to do so on risefm.co.za. We are keeping the arts alive today with Smiley Songwenya, who's a multifaceted creative hailing from Mpumalanga, eMalahleni. Smiley, so welcome to the show.
And thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for coming. We speak talent today, and you are one of those individuals that are extremely talented. But where did it begin for you?
Thank you. Thank you so much. So it all began, I always tell people that Benguma Jaiva in my family. So it all began when I used to just dance in my own home.
Yeah.
In Mpumalanga, where I used to live with my mother and my sister. And it also all began when I started realizing that it's something that I enjoyed doing. And then at family gatherings, I'd be that one who does the dances. Like if there's a family gathering, they'd call me in to just do a dance there and there. Then it developed with time while I was still doing my high school at St. Thomas Aquinas School in Emalahleni. And then I took it on a tertiary level as well.
But was family always supportive of the idea of you especially studying something that I think a lot of Black families don't have reference to? You know, a lot of our families say, no, we know someone who's done teaching, we know somebody who's been a lawyer, but a dancer, would you be able to bring back some bread and say, this is what I've made from doing what I love? Have they always been supportive?
So even on my case, because I was in a normal school that didn't offer any arts and culture in it. Mm-hmm. So I was just focusing on the subject that I was doing there. And then I remember there was a time in grade 10 where my mother came to watch me at a school's national arts festival where I was performing a dance. And then after that, she was like, you know what? You can do what you want to do because you're exceptional at what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And just to add that, they've always been supportive. They've always been supportive of my craft because they've seen me grow into it and they've seen me improve and develop it. So for them, it was a point of realizing that, actually, if Usmangaliso wants to go into drama and dance, he can do it because he's invested in it and he really takes it seriously as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in that journey of you doing what you love, it could not have been easy all the way, right? And I really believe that as a creative, I really believe that as a creative, you have to have some sort of color in your life to find inspiration for your dances, for it to flow and for it to be easy. So in those moments where it was really, really hard, did you have any regrets? Maybe look back and think, why did I get myself into convincing myself that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life? And how did you get out of it?
I'm very lucky to come from a family where education is important.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I went to do my undergraduate degree at Rhodes University, I took journalism as a major as well. So it allowed me to be able to tap into different skills of what I can do within the arts and culture department or industry. And then from there, yes, it's tough. It gets really tough. I think the toughest moment was when, when you lose a mother and you realize that, it's quite tough. But it also helps a lot to have this tool of craft, this tool of dance, this tool of choreography, performance, to be able to express yourself and unload the weight of how tough it gets. But at the same time, as I said, while you were still in the process of asking me a question, it's not easy even now because there's a constant. I think that's why I'm also a multidisciplinary artist. I need to tap into different modes and ways of creating dance and creating choreography and performing as well. Because just relying on one or one source of income is not sustainable, especially within the context of the South African cultural and creative industries. So I made sure that I invested and investigated different ways of performing, different ways of maintaining my livelihood in order for me to be able to continue with my career, even if I'm not primarily dancing, whether I'm an administrator at Wits within the department that I that I did my master's in, whether I am writing reviews for a theater, whether I am creating a screen dance where it's an audiovisual form of dance. Mm-hmm. I think it just, the hardships of the industry have taught me to be multifaceted and multidisciplinary. But yeah. I always say that the root of everything that I do still remains dance and movement.
Oh, we absolutely love that. Let's talk about this exciting initiative that you've got, this Fisuzaga Gogo Performance Theatre Company.
What inspired
the name? And how do you see your company impacting the arts community?
Thank you for that question. Fisuzaga Gogo was inspired by the fact that the idea that my craft is about going back to your roots, going back to who you are, being inspired by your ancestral lineage, being inspired by the history of our people. But in the same breath as well, it's also inspired by the simplicity that ugogo, when I think of my granny, when I think of the matriarch, when I think of the female figure that guides or is a guardian to and nurtures people, I think of someone who wants the best for their kid or their lineage. So for me, Fisuzaga Gogo came from that idea of this company wanting to facilitate a space where we all are led by the roots. We all are led by this vision of wanting to embody the roots that we have, but at the same time, make our forefathers and foremothers happy as well. So that's where it comes from.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's talk about the future of arts in Mpumalanga,
because
I think it's very, very important. There's a lot of people who say there isn't really any support, creative support that we're getting from our department. So we want to go to Gauteng because that's where the support is. That's where the money is. Do you see the province of Mpumalanga getting better?
Yes, I do see the province of Mpumalanga getting better. I think we need to just be strategic about what we prioritize when creating our art. Because in the context of Joburg, which is where I am as well, there's a lot of competitiveness within the realm of creating these big works that are on big stages. But in Mpumalanga, I think there needs to be a clearer focus on training and facilitating spaces where we allow younger people, because that's one thing as well that I was craving when I was in my hometown. I was craving an opportunity to just go and train at a community art center or train at a training institution where I could be enrolled into this discipline of dance at an earlier stage of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Mpumalanga has a future, but I think there needs to be a strategic approach to it. Like when I look at the public arts festival, My Body, My Space, which is done by the Forgotten Angle Theatre Collaborative.
Yeah.
There, the objective is about rural development. It's about bringing art to the people and making sure that it's also accessible in how it's packaged, accessible in how it's put into spaces, because they create site-specific performances. That already is a different way of thinking of this thing of I want to be on a big stage. So I think there needs to be just a shift in focus of where we are performing, where we are putting ourselves in the space of Mpumalanga. And then I think with time, then we'll think about these big stages that we see in Joburg. Or maybe we might just find our own way of creating a sustainable space for the art in Mpumalanga, as opposed to trying to mimic or do things according to the big cities.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No.
Yeah.
Smangaliso, we're running out of time. So just quickly, two questions. What is Smangaliso working on right now? What can we expect in the next couple of months, in a year or 2 years? And what do we say to the creative young one? What do we say to them when they say, I don't really know where to start, I don't know where to go, but I know this is what I want to do?
Yes. Okay. So I'm currently busy because I'm also a graduate assistant at the Cultural Policy and Management Department.
Lovely.
So I'm busy with a process where we're rehearsing for the orientation week. So there's two works that I'm in, one of which I'm performing in and one of which I'm choreographing and performing in, which is at the Big Theater. But also in the same breath, I'll be in Machado Dorp. I'll be performing a solo alongside one of my students.
Mm-hmm.
It will be on the 14th and 15th of March. So follow the My Body, My Space page. Make sure that you're on the Facebook page and the Instagram page just to see when my performance is and what time and where. And then for the young child, I just think having been a person who studied the craft and who's still studying and continuing with his studies, I'd like to just say that everyone has a unique story that they want to tell,
yeah.
And everyone has a unique language in how they can tell it. And foster that, tap into it, and make sure that you are trying to investigate ways of telling it. Even if you are not showcasing it in front of an audience, just craft it better. Because as much as I did speak about training institutions, there's also training that you can facilitate in yourself by making sure that you're practicing your craft constantly. And then also there's that option of if you want to investigate it further, look into programs where you can go into training. Some programs are academic, like in university spaces. There's some programs where are in technical spaces or technological tertiary institutions where you can be more practical. And look into companies like the Forgotten Angle Theatre Collaborative.
Yeah.
Go into the internship program. There's a lot of opportunities. It's just that sometimes we don't know where to begin. But yes, make sure that you don't lose the drive, the fire that you have in you, and make sure that you try by all means to research. And if you are having a hard time researching, you can also find me on the Facebook page as Usimangaliso Ngwenya. If you have any questions for me, just send me an inbox, either on Instagram, either on Facebook. And then, yeah, if you want to send an email away as well, it can be usimangalisongwenya@gmail.com. Because I know sometimes we take it for granted that everyone has access to things. But it's not necessarily the case, yeah.
Smanga, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Thank you for keeping the arts alive. And we wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's Rise FM. It's Rise FM at mornings. And that is Usimangaliso Ngwenya, multifaceted creative, who says, don't give up.